Welcome to day number 94. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Now, yesterday we learned about four categories of prohibited grafting when it comes to kilayim. You're not allowed to graft a tree onto a tree, a vegetable onto a vegetable, a tree onto a vegetable, and a vegetable onto a tree. Now, Rabbi Yehuda did disagree with those last two, said you're allowed to graft a tree onto a vegetable onto a tree. And as we said yesterday, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the greatest proof that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda is that our Mishnah is going to give an example of things that are not allowed, and it includes things like grafting vegetables into trees and trees onto vegetables. So clearly, we paskin that you are not allowed to, like the first opinion of yesterday's Mishnah. So it says Mishnah Ches is going to give examples of what is not allowed from the perspective of grafting. It says the Mishnah, Ein notin yirakos besoch sadan shel shikma. A person is not allowed to plant vegetables besoch sadan inside the trunk, the stump of a shikma, of a sycamore tree. Apparently, once it was cut down, you would graft the vegetables into the trunk of the tree itself. I've done a weird amount of grafting research to prepare for these Mishnayos, so I'm happy to share perhaps pictures. But that's what that was often done. And in Markivan Pegam al Gabi Kedi Levana, you'd also not be allowed to graft a rue, which apparently was a type of herb, onto another type of tree, a Kedi Levana, in both cases of Nesha Hu Yarak Be'ilan, because those are examples of grafting vegetables onto trees, which is not allowed. Okay, so now we saw vegetables in the trees. Now we're going to look at trees onto vegetables. You cannot take a branch of a fig tree and plant it inside a chatzav, but inside the roots of a chatzav. A chatzav was like a type of onion that had very deep roots, and apparently the roots would get very, very warm. So by taking the branch of a fig tree and putting it inside, planting it inside the roots of this type of chatzav, this onion, so it would... Says the Mishnah, Shehei Mekeiro, it would cool it down a little bit. Apparently that would be of value to the onion. It would change the flavor of it, perhaps change the intensity of its sharpness. Other reasons that a person might do it are suggested as well, but either way, that's one example. And similarly, Ein Tochav and Zemora Shel Gefen, and Tochav Atiach, you're not allowed to take a branch of a gefen, of a grapevine, and graft it into a watermelon. Why would someone do that? So that the water of the watermelon, or the moisture of the watermelon, would go in to the grapevine. Apparently, the grapes would get most of their moisture from the grapevine itself, from the vine itself, but apparently putting it through a watermelon, it would extract some of that moisture, make it a little more plump. Perhaps that was desirable, and that's what some would do. You're not allowed to do that, so why not? Because that's an example of trees into vegetables. So we first saw vegetables into trees. Now we saw an example of trees into vegetables. And finally, you are not allowed to put a zera delas, a seed of a gourd, inside a chalamis. That was like a mallow plant. Apparently it has medicinal value, whatever it is. But you're not allowed to put the seeds of the gourd inside the ground by the mallow plant. Why? Shidhei mishmarto. So the person would do that so that the seeds of the gourd would continue to be moist, it would be in the ground, it would be good for those seeds. You're not allowed to do that, Neshu Yarak B'Yarak, because that's considered planting a vegetable, grafting a vegetable into a vegetable, and that is not allowed. Okay, that is Mishnah Ches. Now, Mishnah Tes. Hatomin Lefes, it's known as Tachas HaGefen. So now we have a new case. A person takes, a tomin is someone who buries, a bundle of radishes or turnips, already harvested, they're already finished. You pick them, and now you bundle them together, and you put them in the ground. Why? In order to protect them, that would be good for them. It would be a darker place. It would be moist. It was good for the protection of those of the turnips and the radishes. So, and you did it tachas hagefen. You put it. You buried it under a grapevine. So the question is that a problem of kilayim? Is that a problem of mixing and planting things together? We know that generally you would not be allowed to do it if you took the seeds of one and put in the seeds of the other. That would be, but this is already finished. The turnip and radish has already been harvested. They've already bundled together. So you're just putting them in the ground to store them. Is that a problem? So says the Mishnah, Im hayu miktsas alav migulin. If some of the leaves are migulin, are revealed, they stick out above the ground. Says the Mishnah, Eino choshes lo mishum kilayim. You would not need to be concerned about kilayim. It's not kilayim. It's no problem. It's not considered a mixture, so you can do that. V'lo mishum shvi'is, and there's no issue of shvi'is, right? We're in the shvi'is right now, Shemitah, right? The halach is you're not allowed to plant during Shemitah. So maybe taking these turnips and radishes and putting them to the ground would be considered planting, says the Mishnah. No, it's not considered planting. You're only putting it in the ground to store them. V'lo mishum maisros, and there's also no problem of tithes. What would be the problem of tithes? So perhaps if you took these turnips and you already separated tithes, and then you put them into the ground, and perhaps in the ground, they sprouted a few more leaves. When you pick them again, is that considered a new harvest? Do you have to separate tithes again? That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is that maybe you originally harvested in the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, and therefore you separated Maaser Sheni, right? 10% to bring to Yerushalayim. But then you hid them in the ground, and when you brought them out of the ground, now it's, let's say, the third or sixth year, and now there's a chiyuv of Maaser Ani to give to the poor. So if you're considered harvesting in the third or sixth year, maybe you have to give Maaser Ani. But says the Mishnah, no, it's not a problem. You're not considered harvesting because you never really planted it. You just put it onto the ground. So you don't have to worry about Kilayim, Shavis, or Maasers. Finally, Vini Talim B'Shabbos. You'd be allowed to harvest it on Shabbos. That's a big deal. Because generally, we know that it's one of the melachos. We do not harvest on Shabbos. But again, this is not considered something in the ground that needs to be harvested. It's something simply removed from the ground because you, when you put it in the ground, you weren't planting it. You were just storing it there. Now, the Mishnah, the Bartanura points out, and the Mefarshim points out, that the condition of the leaves sticking out above the ground, it said, if the leaves are sticking out above the ground, that condition is only for this last case. Even if the leaves are not sticking out above the ground, even if it's entirely under the ground, there's still no problem of kilayim, of Shemitah, or Maestros. Only in the Shabbos case do we need the leaves to be sticking out of the ground because there's a secondary reason. Right, you're allowed to pick it out from the ground because it's not considered harvest, because it's not considered planted. But there's a separate problem on Shabbos. You don't want to move the dirt, because moving the dirt is likely an issue of muktzah. You're not plowing, and therefore you would not be allowed to move the dirt in that way on Shabbos. So if you're picking, if their leaves are sticking out above the ground, you'd be allowed to pick it out from the leaf because you're not touching the dirt. It's only tiltul min hatzad. You're only moving the dirt through causal means, right? You're not actually touching the dirt. You're only moving it when you pick it out from the leaf. So there's no core issue of Ketzira on Shabbos, but there could be a separate issue of moving the dirt, and therefore only if the leaves are sticking out above the ground are you allowed to take it out above the ground. Finally, the last part of our Mishnah. If someone plants a kernel or a grain, I don't know how to say it, of wheat and barley together, if you do one of each, one wheat kernel and one barley kernel, that is considered kilayim. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino kilayim ad shu shtei chitim usaora. It's not going to be kilayim until there are at least three. Either that there are two grains of wheat and one grain of barley, o chito shtei saorim, or one grain of wheat and two grains of barley, or o chita usora ukusemes, or one of wheat, one of barley, and one of spelt. Why? So the Bartender points out, the Pasuk says, sadecha lo sizra kilayim, that in your field, sadecha, you should not plant kilayim. So what defines a field? Rabbi Yehuda says, there needs to be at least one seed in there already. Once there's a seed, then it's a field, and then you can't plant kilayim. So it needs to have at least three. One, to define it as a field, and then the kilayim afterwards of one grain of each species. But the first opinion says, no, that's anything can be considered a field. You don't need something to already be grown in there. You can have a field that's entirely fallow, entirely unplanted, and that's still considered a field. So you'd only, just one and one is perfectly fine, so to say, or really you'd violate the prohibition even with one and one. And that is how we paskin. So that is Mishnah Tes. We'll continue with the second parak of Kilayim tomorrow.